You know, I was a little surprised. You know, I, you know, threw a pitch inside, you know, it got him, and, you know, he was just going to take his base. You know, there was no chirping or anything between sides. He was going to take his base, and I was waiting on the next ball, go get the next hitter, and, you know, they had a meeting and decided to toss me.
If there was intent, and they mentioned the previous pitch, right, would you think a warning would have been issued at that point?
Yeah, you know, if I could trade this guy before my locker, you know, I threw inside to a lot of guys. You know, I threw an inside and it hit him, and, you know, there was no warning, and, you know, the umpires can believe whatever they want to believe. They had a meeting, and, you know, that was their choice.
Miles, what was communicated to you after you were ejected and the reasoning why?
You know, they believe that that there was intent there, and that was, you know, that's all the reasoning umpires need. You know, everyone's entitled to, you know, see what happens and make their own decisions and, you know, have their own opinions, and that was theirs.
Well, there's a code of conduct in this game that you defend your teammates, you know, without saying whether you're trying to hit him or not, but is it important to stand up for your teammate after he gets hit in the head like that?
Well, you know, in any circumstance, you know, I've got Wilson's back. He's my catcher. You know, I consider him a really good friend now. You know, any single one of these guys, you know, in this locker room, I go to bat 400%. So, you know, that's something I think, you know, we as a team believe in, is just, you know, always having each other's backs. And I guess that's what the umpires thought I was doing. You know, and it's unfortunate that that there was no warning or anything like that.
What was the reaction from the Cubs dugout to you asking to take reception to?
Say that question again.
So, what was the reaction that you guys heard or saw from the Cubs dugout that you seemed to take exception to?
I mean, they were chirping at us. They were jawing at us. You know, as the way I look at it, to be honest, is, you know, anytime someone hits someone on our team, I'm on the top step yelling at them. I mean, that's your right as an opposing team is, and it's, you know, I don't believe it's really anything ever malicious. It's just, you know, we're out there playing, we're trying hard, you know, you're all amped up for a game, and it's fun to get on the top step and, you know, have a reason to kind of chirp at the other team and, you know, just kind of chirping back and forth. No big deal. I don't think there's any ill will or anything like that.
As we saw you rain out last time, you came back after a short outing. How will you handle this one again as far as maybe coming back and pitching early?
I don't know. I gotta get with you know, the coaching staff tomorrow and see what the options are. I know we've got an off day coming up, so there's not a ton of need to race back. But that's something I'll, you know, figure out in the next couple of days.